This message comes from NPR sponsor VCU Massey Comprehensive Cancer Center, who, as an NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the country's top 4%, is unconditionally committed to keeping loved ones in their lives. MasseyCancerCenter.org/comprehensive.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading back to the Middle East amid ongoing efforts to secure a ceasefire deal for Gaza. At least 9 Palestinians were killed in the West Bank overnight Thursday as Israeli troops stepped up operations. NPR's Kerry Khan has more on the surge in violence in the territories since the October 7th Hamas attack that sparked the war in Gaza.
The latest deaths in the West Bank occurred on Thursday in 2 different incidents. A 19-year-old Palestinian man near Ramallah was shot during a confrontation with Israeli forces, according to local health officials. And a 63-year-old man south of Bethlehem was also shot by soldiers. The military says a police inquiry will be conducted into that killing. Since the beginning of the Gaza war, hundreds of Palestinians have been killed in the West Bank by Israeli soldiers and settlers, according to the United Nations and Palestinian health officials. On Wednesday, 2 men were killed in an airstrike in the West Bank, Nur Sham's refugee camp. 2 more men in Nur Sham's were shot and killed by Israeli soldiers. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The head of NATO's military committee has visited Kyiv for the first time since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. NPR's Polina Litvinova reports that Blinken met Ukraine's President Zelensky and the commander-in-chief of Ukraine's armed forces.
Speaking at the Kyiv Security Forum, Admiral Rob Bauer called this a sign that NATO and Ukraine are closer than they have ever been. Bauer marked the Ukraine's struggle to resist Russian aggression and its innovativeness at the battlefield, but said that Ukraine needs more support from the allies.
Time in Ukraine is not measured in days, weeks, or months. It is measured in human lives.
Ukraine's army needs more than weapons and ammunition. Bauer also emphasized the need to mobilize Ukrainian men to replace killed and wounded soldiers. Polina Litvinova, NPR News, Kyiv.
Court documents show that Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg had requested a short delay in the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump. Bragg says there are no revelations in the hundreds of thousands of documents that prosecutors must hand over to the defense. NPR's Andrea Bernstein has been combing through court filings in the case.
Bragg says he and his staff have bent over backwards to turn over all relevant materials to the defense, and that the delay in this case came because Trump's lawyers didn't subpoena federal prosecutors until so late in the game. And the key thing that Bragg says is that in all of these records from federal prosecutors, only a fraction of them are relevant.
NPR's Andrea Bernstein reporting. You're listening to NPR News. The Justice Department is suing Apple for antitrust violations, alleging the tech giant has solidified its monopoly in the smartphone industry. Apple says its controls on the hardware and software in iPhones are designed to protect the privacy and security of its users. Environmental groups say the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service should immediately restore protections for West Indian manatees in Florida and in Puerto Rico. As NPR's Greg Allen reports, the groups plan to take the matter to court to force the government to act.
Manatees were listed as an endangered species for more than 40 years. In 2017, the Fish and Wildlife Service drew some criticism when it upgraded manatee status from endangered to threatened, citing, quote, significant improvements in its population and habitat conditions. Conditions for manatees in Florida worsened dramatically in 2021 and 2022, when a large die-off of seagrass led to a starvation event. Nearly 2,000 manatees died, about a fifth of the total population. The Center for Biological Diversity, the Save the Manatee Club, and other groups have given notice of their intent to sue the Fish and Wildlife Service for not acting on its petition to reclassify manatees as endangered. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
3 of 7 known survivors of a World War II mission that helped U.S. troops in Europe have received the Congressional Gold Medal. They were members of a so-called Ghost Army, in which hundreds of soldiers used inflatable tanks, trucks, planes, costumes, and fake military movements in order to thwart the enemy. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori, a new perspective on performance apparel. Clothing designed with premium fabrics, built to move in, styled for life. For 20% off your first purchase, go to Vuori.com/NPR.